Prime Minister is going down. We've talked about this now for the past couple of days. What's the significance to the U.S.? What happens when you hit the wrong key? They found out on Wall Street today. And right at the top, Eric Holder, the Attorney General, on the offense and the defense a little bit too, defending the decision to Mirandize Faisal Shahzad, the 30-year-old who was attempting to blow up part of Times Square last Saturday. So joining us at the top right here with me, Kate Delaney, on America Tonight. Always happy to talk with him. Jeff Atticott, terrorism expert. He's a professor of law at St. Mary's University School of Law, getting quite a reputation in San Antonio, Texas. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Let's talk about our favorite guy, Eric Holder. So he's saying that it was right to Mirandize Shahzad, because he's really given it up. He's cooperating and he's giving details on how he was trained in Pakistan and all that kind of stuff. So moving forward, and this is the same thing we saw with Abdullah Muttalib, he tried to blow up that plane, of course, on Christmas Day. What do you think is the right way to go in these cases?
Well, clearly what the problem is they really don't have a clear template about what to do. You know, if this person's X, we do Y. They're just kind of running by the seat of their pants, it seems. The authorization for use of military force allows the president to kill these Al-Qaeda or detain these Al-Qaeda individuals, and whether they're a U.S. citizen or not doesn't matter. The only time it matters that you're a U.S. citizen is that you cannot be tried by military commissions, because our Congress has self-imposed this restriction. If you're a U.S. citizen, you have to be tried in a federal district court. Now, that's not due to international law. That's a self-imposed restriction that we put on ourselves, because in World War II, for example, we executed U.S. citizens that were guilty of war crimes. The German saboteur was a U.S. citizen, one of them, and he was tried by military commission and executed. But I think the presumption has to be that you start out with the assumption that this person is an enemy combatant until you find otherwise. But the administration, their presumption is that, no, it's just a disgruntled employee or, you know, a garden variety criminal, until we, you know, are forced to come to the conclusion that they're an enemy combatant. And so that's really the dilemma that we're facing, is what are the criteria? Who makes the decision? Ultimately, the president is the only one that can designate someone as an enemy combatant, but he can designate a U.S. citizen as an enemy combatant. President Bush did it with Hamdi. President Bush did it with Padilla. These were U.S. citizens. Mm-hmm. And President Obama could do the same thing if he wanted to.
Wow. And, you know, along those same lines, it's interesting because Senator Joe Lieberman, as you know, has been pushing for this proposal to strip citizenship from Americans suspected of being associated with terrorists, and it goes along those same lines, but there's not a lot of support for this bill. This, too, would revert back to, as you were saying, when you're talking about World War II. Do you think this would be a smart move?
No, I think it's a dumb move. I think Lieberman is way off base. You can't strip U.S. citizens of their citizenship. I mean, those are under the most extraordinary circumstances. They have to renounce their citizenship or exhibit behavior that would renounce it. And Lieberman's proposal is that the State Department would have a list of, you know, state sponsors of terrorism and on and on and on. I think the better approach is to amend the Military Commissions Act, which exempts U.S. citizens, mm-hmm. and now allow U.S. citizens to be tried by military commissions. I mean, we did it in World War II. Congress declared war in that instance, but it doesn't, you know, Congress doesn't have to declare war. They've only declared war in five of the wars, and we've had about 300 wars. The vast majority of time, Congress authorizes war, and in my opinion, my legal opinion, we can try U.S. citizens by military commission. If they're enemy combatants, they are, the authorization for use of military force says you can kill them if they're a U.S. citizen, enemy combatant. Then why can't you do the lesser and try them for their crimes? I mean, the ultimate deprivation of liberty is we're allowed to kill them, but somehow we're not allowed to try them by military commission. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I agree with you. Faisal Shahzad himself, the 30-year-old, almost pulls off blowing up, I said, part of Times Square. So ultimately, he's caught on the plane at JFK. Who dropped the ball here?
Well, apparently, if we follow the news sources, the FBI was following him. They gave him the slip, and that happens. I mean, that's going to happen. And the primary responsibility for checking folks on the no-fly list, believe it or not, doesn't rest with the government. It rests with the airline itself. And their checklist that they have to check and cross-check is not always accurate, not always up-to-date. So it's not the TSA or any government agency that has that responsibility. We're leaving that responsibility to the civilian airlines, which doesn't make any sense. That should be a responsibility of the government to make these checks. The government's the one that's responsible for protecting us, not civilian entities like airlines.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. Shahzad and the way he was able to assimilate. I asked this question the other night. How many other Shahzads do you think, Jeff, you're an expert in terrorism, how many others are lying in wait? If you were just kind of taking a guess, what do you think? Are there more?
There are thousands of people in this country that are very sympathetic to the ideology of radical Islam. And of those thousands, there are certainly hundreds that would like to do us harm with physical violence. Now, what's going to come out in a couple of days is another bombshell, because Shahzad was a naturalized U.S. citizen, but along that path, he had to go through a series of interviews with our government officials. And I will guarantee you that when this thing unfolds, you're going to find information that we knew that this guy was associated with radical Islamic ties long before he got his citizenship. And we really kind of dropped the ball. No one really investigated or followed up on those missteps. And that's going to come out in a couple of days.
Wow. Interesting. Thanks for that heads up. And that's exactly what I thought, by the way, when you said probably thousands. Who knows where, just living in, from Mayberry to the big city, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there are people that are here illegally. There are people that are here legally. If you look at the 2007 Pew report that polled Muslims in this country, it found that a full 25% of American Muslims under the age of 25 felt that it was justified to use suicide bombings in the name of, quote-unquote, protecting Islam. Now, that's a huge number. Now, the question is kind of loaded, but still, when you are going to say that, suicide bombing is justified in the defense of a religious belief, that's scary.
Yeah, I agree with you. Terrorism expert Jeff Atticott, have a great weekend. Thanks so much for joining us on ATN.
My pleasure.
All right, so it's scary what he just said there about the 2007. I remember that, and I remember talking about it, that Pew report, 25% of young American Muslims saying that it was justified, the suicides, and, of course, and ultimately killing, how many Americans, but that was justified. That is a very scary number, but like he said, it was a loaded question if you were doing a survey, no doubt. We're going to talk more about Shahzad here in this first hour of America Tonight. But coming up around the bend, that crazy day on Wall Street. And can you imagine? See, it's that whole thing about computers, just how big they are in our lives. People don't even realize. So because of a mistake, you have to ask yourself, really, are computers controlling the markets? Who's controlling the markets? I thought it was rumors that controlled the markets. That's coming up here on ATN.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Now, don't just walk away, pretending
swinging into a Mother's Day weekend. Oh, yeah. Hope you got flowers. If you haven't, we have an interesting guest we're going to talk to with some advice and I think some sage words of wisdom to all of you men from Kentucky and Illinois and Texas and all parts in between Connecticut. You're going to run out the last second and try to get those flowers. Pay attention to the local guys. There's your hint. Anyway. We'll talk with an expert in the field, as it were. Speaking of experts, well, we certainly know that most of us are smarter than some of the guys on Wall Street. We learned that with the too big to fail thing, right? Now comes this crazy deal, a one-letter difference. They call it the fat finger, and the fat finger was at work on Wall Street, because just a one-letter difference might have mistakenly entered on a computer or phone keyboard. Instead of million hitting billion, it caused the stock market to plummet and panic on Thursday. You know, it also raised the level of realizing what happens when you've got trading that is computer-driven. Hello? The high-speed computers, they have that tendency, or they can, to generate false trades, and they create market chaos. This is insane. Where we are with technology, and this happened, and there's been a big push for a long time for more oversight or scrutiny, if you will, on that high-frequency trading. And that's all done by trading algorithms. That's how they do it. So there, and most people don't even understand how that works. It should be pretty transparent to the people in the game anyway. And what is the Securities and Exchange Commission doing? They're sitting on their hands. They need to come up with something here so this doesn't happen again. I mean, how many people lost XYZ dollars because of a stupid mistake? What they think happened is what I said, that it was computer emanated. It was driven by a human hand. That's why they call it fat finger. Trader entered the B instead of the M for millions. And that can happen. How many times do you type something, or if you're a texter, you hit the wrong thing? It happens constantly to all of us every single day. Well, this happened right before 3 o'clock New York time for a trade that involved Procter and Gamble. So the floodgates went crazy. The stock market fell at one point 1,000 points. That's the second most ever. I mean, this is a major, I know. It's insane, isn't it? It's insane. Anyway, the fat finger screwed up a lot of people. And these algorithms are set for a bunch of different stock trading tools. And there's also the software that's in place to help banking companies, because they would never make mistakes, right? It's supposed to help them to prevent mistakes. So there's got to be a bigger push for this. You can't have that happening. I mean, that's crazy. Finally, it started to come back. I mean, the Dow pulled back after that 30-minute plunge, and traders really said it was panic. I mean, it was flat-out panic. It just shows you how delicate things are, isn't it? So you look at this plunge, and, I mean, that's gut-wrenching. And then these worries about what's happening with the crises in Europe just spinning out of control. In Greece, for God's sake, they're rioting in the street. And do you blame the people when they've been served up a load of crap and they have to eat it? Because the country's basically saying, hey, I'm not even saying we screwed up, but the bad deal caused us to tank. So if you're not on board with us, this country is going to sink. You're going to have to take pay cuts. You're going to have value-added taxes, and you're just going to have to deal with it. You're going to have to deal with the slice in services, too. And so I think all this stuff just highlights how fragile the financial systems really are and why people trust in some of the things that are in place. I'll never understand that, especially this. That you could have somebody hit the wrong letter and it can kill the market like that. I mean, the Dow Jones, I was watching this when it was happening. The Dow Jones lost about 6% of its value in minutes. Then it did bounce back quickly. It still ended up with a loss, 3.2%, after it had the biggest intraday move in history. So it was a crazy wild ride. And when you have these stock analysts, you tune into the talking heads like on CNBC and everybody's, you know, speculating. They think it came from Citi, but they don't know. Citi's looking into it, the bad trade, but it's not definite that it was Citi. It's just kind of looking that's where it came from. So you have this sell-off, and it's what happened in 1987. Remember the stock market crashing in 87? And it was very, very similar to that. And all I think about is people who have not the big giant bucks. I think of the people who have the 401ks and what, you know, how their eyes are becoming glassy as they're probably months away from retirement or just a few years, and they see everything snap in half. That's the thing. Tomas in Michigan, you are our leadoff man. Hello, Tomas.
Well, you know, in 87, they didn't have tens of millions or millions of people on their keyboards 24/7 across the entire globe playing the stock market. Okay? Now they do. And when people hear that this was caused because one person's finger hit the wrong key, you know,
there's a big problem here.
They're going to say, let me see. Now, if I do the math, that means there's about 400 billion finger strokes on the keyboard every day. I'm taking my money out.
Right. What are the chances of something stupid like that happening and tanking you? Yes.
Now, on the other hand, let's remember that the old boys at Goldman Sachs, the most powerful financial company on earth today, is being taken to court by Mr. Barack Hussein Obama. So, you know, it could have been that right after that, you know, because in the history of the stock market, it's never gone down 10% in 20 minutes.
No, not that fast. It sank like a stone to the bottom of the water, yeah.
And I wouldn't be surprised if Barack got a phone call, you know, just a few minutes after that and said, you know, we could have done this at 3:40 instead of 2:40.
Okay. So, I love conspiracy entrepreneurs. That's a good one.
I can hear the conversation. You hear it right now. It's like, you know you have a new position in life. It's called bent over.
Bent over. And yes, and you're right. A lot of us were bent over earlier in the day, and the fear, the panic, like you said, as Tomas points out, thanks, Tomas, we're up against it, buddy, you have a great weekend. As Tomas points out, it does show you the drama. I mean, how quickly it was manipulated. Second largest in history, swinging all those points that fast with a fat finger. With a human error. That's crazy. And was it Citi? Was it a bad trade at Citi or wherever? Of course. Why not? Let's pin it on Citi, because they've done so many other things so well. But that's insane if you think about it. And you think of all the people, like he said, who have their hands on the keyboard. So you've got fear, you've got a bad euro, you have the Greek riots. And then you have this crazy thing that happens. It does, really, honestly, doesn't it? Make you wonder. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk about this new poll that talks about how many people would reelect Barack Obama. Remember, there was an interview maybe a month and a half ago that he did on ABC. I can't remember who it was, with Diane Sawyer or somebody. And he talked about just doing what he had to do, and he doesn't care about being elected again. He didn't quite say it that way, but saying that he's just trying to do the best he can. And if it's, you know, who says it's in the cards if he gets elected again, almost sort of hinting that, oh, well, maybe who knows if I'll do it again. Who knows if I'll run again, which naturally, the way it's looking, especially who's on the Republican side, I'm sure Barack Obama will run again, but will anyone pick Barack Obama, or how many people would vote for him after what we've seen so far? That plus the latest on the oil slick. Wait till you hear what one of the feds in charge had to say earlier. Hang with us.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you'd get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Jack Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
So what happened to Drill Baby Drill? I've been asking this question now for the last 2 weeks. Since we had the explosion and the platform sink. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging out with all the youths across the country. I love that movie. What was that movie? Now it just lost my head. My Cousin Vinny. I just lost it in my head. I swear I have watched this movie like 5 times when he says youths. I think it's the funniest moment. If you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, you owe it to yourself to get a copy. It probably costs 50 cents in some bin somewhere in Blockbuster. Anyway, from our department of It's All Hot Air. What a crock of crap. You know, we're talking about no drilling, that it's DOA for now, for the next 3 weeks. But what people don't realize, I think, most people, maybe that sounds good and it's a kind of the PR hype machine is in full swing out of Washington. It doesn't mean anything if they don't drill for 3 weeks. It doesn't affect anything. So the mass public across the country think that, oh, this is good. They're not, you know, hey, let's quell the environmentalist fears as to what's happening in the Gulf of Mexico and say we're putting a moratorium on oil and gas field exploration for now. We're going to do that. It's not going to do anything, just so you know. There are hundreds and hundreds of offshore completions that are happening every day. Those products are happening. I mean, they are. And the process of putting together those oil leases, it doesn't happen lickety-split overnight. At this point, the thing we have to wait and really listen for is what is the president going to do? Because this was a few weeks ago when Obama said, let's drill. We can drill. Let's open up the Atlantic waterways all the way down to Florida. But, of course, you have to have the backing from the Hill. So here's what I'm talking about with this 3 weeks stay of no drilling. This is the Interior Secretary, Ken Salazar. He announced that there would be no new permits for offshore drilling for at least 3 weeks, that they're putting things on hold because they're waiting for the granting of permits for well construction on the outer continental shelf. That's specifically what he said. And he was at the crisis center, by the way, that BP has set up in Houston when he made this big bad announcement. He says lifting the moratorium would depend on the outcome. This is crazy. Would depend on the outcome of a federal investigation over the Gulf spill. And you ready for this? Mark your calendars. The recommendations that will be delivered May 28th to President Obama. So the announcement is happening as you have those crews, and this is when it happened, are lowering that giant box we've been talking about. I mean, giant steel box, almost a mile down right there to the seabed to try to contain this crazy spill. It was just a couple of days ago that Senator Bill Nelson asked that something be done to look into the role of oil and gas, the industry, what it played into the regulations that we have that don't mandate backup systems to cap underwater spills, you think? So what I'm trying to get at here is, I mean, you know, come on. Hypocrite or idiot, you decide. I think right now they're just biding the wait game. We're playing the PR move. Let's see what happens here. You know, of course, you have to have some kind of scrutiny. I agree with that. And there should be a backup system. Okay, so we all think that, sure. But the 3 weeks means nothing. But it sounds good. If you were in that position, you got to dance a little bit. And so Salazar is dancing, and he's trying to give Obama more time, of course, because already he gave the high sign to let's go for this and has not switched on that so far, has not said, you know, I'm changing my mind based on what happened with the situation in the Gulf of Mexico. We saw that this is our most horrific spill ever. We can't afford for something like that to happen. So instead, I'm just going to switch and flip like Schwarzenegger did and say I was all on board. I had my drill baby drill sweatshirt on when I was running, or a t-shirt because now it's too warm. But I'm going to say no, DOA, dead on arrival. And this is the thing. It's hard to gauge at this point what's happening with the oil containment. I mean, I've talked to so many people, I'm out of breath on this one. Usually you've got shrimpers that are out there just making incredible money. This is their money time. They're pulling in lots of shrimp. I mean, they're this is how they're making their living, right? So now the shrimpers are trying to contain the spill. They're basically lowering booms of tubing material to try to figure out how to absorb. Well, that's what it would do. This tubing stuff would corral. You've seen it if you've watched any of the news clips. They're just trying to put a big circle around it, kind of, I guess is the best way to describe it. But they're trying to corral it. They're trying to corral and absorb the oil, which is 18 miles offshore. They haven't had much success with it because here's what happens. A lot of the water will just go under or over the booms from the boats. I mean, that's what happens. So you know what you end up with instead? A lot of dead Portuguese man of wars. You know what they are? The dreaded mother of all jellyfishes. I mean, that's what they're seeing a lot of that. And then you'll see some of the oil, but maybe they're catching some of it, but not enough to say they've been able to stop it. I mean, it's just something you got to do. I mean, what are you gonna, at this point? So far, 2 million to 9 million gallons of crude has been pumped into the Gulf of Mexico since Deepwater Horizon exploded and sank to the sea floor. So everything you can possibly think of, prayers. Somebody said to me, how about prayers? Get some serious cork going on. I know what they were referring to. Just cork it up. But, I mean, honestly, with all those boats out there, with all the people that are out there that are trying to help, including the shrimpers, because they can't shrimp. I mean, they can't trawl. Those shrimp trawlers can't do what they normally do, so they're trying to have some sort of purpose. But so far at this point, it's not contained. So there are massive concerns in Florida over what they're going to see in the next couple of weeks. Are they going to see oil-stained beaches? It's real. If it doesn't work, if this box doesn't help, and if they don't figure out a way to get underneath and cap off that leak. You just imagine. I just imagine this big grease board. They have a big crisis center. That's where Salazar was. And it's almost, sadly, it's like a war room, a draft war room in the NFL. And they're sitting there throwing things up on the grease board, trying to come up with other ways to shut this sucker down. And here's what we care about, too. I mean, I care about those fishermen. I think it's awful. I believe they'll get the money back from BP, but how long will it take? And once legislation is passed, that'll make it retroactive. So I think they will, but they'll have to wait for it. But what about everybody else? Gas prices, my friends? Oh, you're going to see a spike. I think I said this the other day, but I filled up and I paid $2.87. I don't know what you're paying in your neck of the woods, but it's going over $3, I'm sure of it. And that's usually when people start to squeal. You have an SUV, it's going to cost you some serious do-re-mi. I mean, it's gonna jump. And you already have the summer anyway, where traditionally, when you get to, you know, Memorial Day, you'll see that the prices will change, knowing that people are traveling more, driving to places, different destinations. But you're going to see a massive spike. Here's what I suggest. You pull into depends. If you're in Jersey, you can pull into any station and they'll pump the gas for you. Plus clean your windshield. Sometimes give you a free soda. Other places you got to get out, you know what I'm talking about, and pump the gas yourself, and they're not throwing in a lot of freebies. I suggest that some of these gas stations throw in some freebies to cool everyone's temperatures, because it's going to be that same thing at the pump. Again, it's going to keep increasing. The price of oil rose by almost $2, ending at over $85. It's one of the highest levels we've seen in a year. I know I say this all the time. It's simple math. If you look at the price of crude oil, a barrel, right on the New York Mercantile Exchange, you'll know what you're paying. If we're at $85, picture if it gets to $95. So you have Memorial Day, you have the barrel price going up, you have this oil spill, and it's definitely going to have an impact somewhat. Not solely just because of the spill, but it's going to have some sort of an impact, and mostly in the areas, probably in the Gulf and in parts of Florida and stuff. So, and really, it is about the pain at the pump, brothers and sisters. You and I both know that, because it takes such a chunk of your salary when you're hauling around some kids and grandkids. And, you know, maybe you have something where you work for a living and you're a painter and you've got a bunch of scaffolding and other things, and you got those trucks, and you know what happens when you got to pay more. And you're probably driving further for jobs, because now the jobs, with the way the economy is, you're taking jobs where you can get them. Coming up, we can count here on ATN.
Environmental Energy Technology. It sounds scary, doesn't it? Well, it could be if you're a Bilderberger, because this amazing invention is really about making clean energy very affordable for everyone. We call it GEET. Now, thanks to a worldwide grassroots intervention, the suppression of GEET is over, and its inventor is free again to share it with you. Paul Pantone, inventor of the GEET fuel processor, only has a few openings remaining for the U.S. GEET dealership training program. You can be personally trained by Paul to become a GEET dealer from May 17th to May 21st, or from June 21st to June 25th. For details, visit GEETInternational.com. Do it now, because when Paul has his 100 dealers, the U.S. school will close. Visit GEETInternational.com or send an email to paul@geet.nl. That's GEETInternational.com or email to paul@geet.nl. Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTown. TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Diving right in. Say the economy will improve over the next 12 months. That's according to the new Allstate National Journal Heartland Monitor poll. That's a mouthful. 27% believe the economy will worsen, but 56% of voters say they have less confidence that elected officials in D.C. will make good financial and economic decisions. Gee, you think so? I think I'd have to agree with them. Also, Obama's approval rating, just 48% approve of the job that the president is doing, 46% disapprove, according to the poll. That's down from a 61% approval rating when he first, couple of months after he first was in office back in April of 2009. Voters also have lost faith in the prez to come up with solutions to the economic challenges that we're facing. Just 39% say they trust Obama more than the Republicans in Congress. 32% say they believe the GOP has the right ideas. The 7-point gap is down from a 29-point edge that Obama had in the April of 2009 poll. And here's the big number. This is the people around Obama will look at these kind of polls. Only 39% of voters said they would vote to re-elect President Obama if the election were held today. 50% said they would vote for someone else, and a quarter of voters would definitely vote to re-elect Obama, 37%. would definitely vote for somebody else. But there's your key phrase. If the election were held today, I agree with Tip O'Neill, who said, former Speaker of the House, who said everything is decided by the voters' wallets, that it's all about that. It's politics are about that. Politics are local. Politics are personal, especially now. And what the poll shows is that we have a higher unemployment than is admitted, especially the underemployed. How many people have three jobs even? I can't tell you how many people I've met that are juggling, you know, three and four jobs. I had coffee today with an old friend who was working for, and he's got two kids, and he's a great guy. He's working for a nut company, a famous nut company, trying to sell nuts as sort of the alternative to gift baskets, the traditional gift baskets. And then he was also hustling cigars on the side. He's taking photos. I mean, I'm like, wow, it's like spin the wheel, and who knows what you're doing today. But he's not alone in that. And this is a guy who has a degree. It doesn't matter, degree, non-degree. We hear all these stories. You know, we hear a lot of these stories depending on what you do for a living. How about that? All right, here's another We Can Count. This one I think you'll get a chuckle out of. A big rig, maybe not, carrying lots of cows overturned on 10 in Southern California. If you've ever been there, you know that's like the main interstate. It killed at least 40 and forced the closure of lanes for several hours. 40 cows dead. I thought, when somebody sent it to me, I thought it was a joke, that it was some Chick-fil-A thing. But it wasn't. It was real. No truth to the rumor that it was somebody from Chick-fil-A. So the chips guys say the tractor trailer flipped over at 2:30 in the afternoon, which is a busy time, carrying all these young cows, like 160 of them. 40 seemed high to me, but I guess with 160 head of cattle, it's still terrible. But can you imagine with that kind of freight? They had to bring in animal control, and they had to examine the animals and remove them. And what happened is you had the driver swerved, overcorrected, tipped the trailer onto a pickup truck, just almost hitting the driver. No human lives in this one. No people were hurt. So they cut off the top of the trailer, just like you would do with people, and they had, you know, when you see the jaws of life, and they had to pull out the live animals. The mooing was so loud, they said, I mean, you could hear nothing but mooing for miles at the scene of that accident. Terrible, huh? 40 cows dead on the road, and imagine how long it took to clean up. I mean, you could not get around that. There's no way. No way. This might bring a smile to some of your faces. Others might think of more like a scowl in terms of how they're going to react to this. But it's called cash for caulkers, if you will. You know what I'm talking about. Energy improvements. The House approved $6 billion. So if you go out and get new windows or throw some insulation in your attic, maybe you get a write-off next year. They approved this deal, and there was a lot of wrestling over this. Officially, it's the Homestar Energy Retrofit Act. But cash for caulkers sounds better, doesn't it? It's easier to say. This was one of the things that the Prez was pushing since December as one of his cornerstone pieces, because you would create jobs and consumers would save money. It would strengthen the economy. You have people that want to do installations and renovations and all that sort of stuff. The Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, is saying that it'll create about I love it when they forecast these jobs. I'm not trying to be, you know, Debbie Downer, but I'm just skeptical when I hear about these jobs. So it's going to create about 168,000 jobs in construction, manufacturing, and retail. In my neck of the woods, I bet you construction are the people that are standing outside the 7-Eleven illegally and waiting to jump on a truck to be taken out to a site, because it's cheaper, let's face it, and there are tons of hands that can be used in construction. I'd say that even a little bit in manufacturing, too. The vote was 246 to 161, and it went through with support from the Dems, and it was completely rejected from the Republicans. and it authorizes the creation of this cash for caulkers, and it doesn't appropriate the money needed to run it. Does this sound familiar? So now the Senate will take this up this summer and determine how to pay for this program, which I'm sure will be massively controversial, more tug of war on the Hill. Oh, yeah, and somewhere in between there, they're going to take up the illegal immigration problem. But theoretically, what happens is the bill would fund rebates of about 50% up to $3,000 for saving energy. If it's like I gave the insulation improvements, like up in your attic, you know, you spray that stuff, you go to Home Depot or you have somebody come in and do it, or you replace windows and doors or cooling systems and all that other sort of stuff. But you have to have it completed by qualified contractors. They're trying to put that in there too. And if you do this, you'd get a rebate of up to 50% or to $150 on the products. And I guess they haven't been to Home Depot lately. So then how much those contractors there would cost them? So, or Lowe's or wherever. Anyway, the bill also would reimburse anyone who does the energy audit thing, or they reduce the total consumption at their house, or they trim their energy usage by 20%, they can get $8,000 in rebates. Now that would be a little bit better, right? If you could kick that all up. Yeah, we'll see. So they'll be wrestling over this, no doubt, for sure, because it's how do you pay for this? How do you finance this thing? Where is the money coming from? It's always that, isn't it? Everybody has their handout. So how are you paying for this? So these proposals, always when they're crafted, initially, you know, that whole it looks too good, sounds too good. Well, it's just not really that darn good if you think about it. Because we're bleeding in trying to come up with money. There are other things that have to be funded before that. And finally, we end on this one with the migrant border deaths reaching 417. This caps off We Can Count in 2009. To tell you the truth, from things that I had heard, and I wonder how they're counting this, I thought it was a lot more than that. I mean, it's the number of people who tried to cross into the United States from Mexico rose to 417, the ones that were found dead. The first increase in 4 years, which is sad. Any deaths are sad, of course. Remember, the peak number was almost 500 in 2005. Apprehensions of illegal immigrants trying to cross the southern border fell to 538,000 last year. That's down from over 700,000 the previous year. So the key thing here is the deaths were higher. That's obviously very sad, and it's created a big problem, certainly in Arizona. Hey, you can send me your thoughts anytime, day or night. Send them to americatonight.net.